From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly, reading Come On, Seabiscuit by Ralph Moody. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. When a son is born into a royal family, there is usually rejoicing, particularly if that son may someday become king. But there was no rejoicing when, on May 23, 1933, a son was born into the most distinguished thoroughbred family in America. The moment the newborn colt lurched awkwardly to his spindly legs, he gave promise of being a disgrace to the family, just as his parents had been. His father, Hardtack, was Manowar's most beautiful son, but had been a failure as a racehorse because of his fiery temper and bad behavior. His mother, Swing On, was exactly the opposite. Her father, Whisk Broom II, had sired many of the fastest racers on the American track, but Swing On was a flop-eared, knobby-kneed brown mare, too slow and lazy for racing. Even the colt's color was against him, for he was a solid, muddy bay with no distinguishing white strip or star on his face. Both Hardtack and Swing On were owned by Ogden Mills, Secretary of the United States Treasury, and his sister, Mrs. H.C. Phipps, whose Wheatley Racing Stable was one of the finest in America. She took tremendous pride in her horses and spared no expense in their care and training, but insisted that only those be kept which would bring honor to the stable. If Hardtack and Swing On had not been of royal...